Thank you. Thank you. Ah. Honored guests, Dr. Hartley, Ms. Allen, Mr. Rome, and graduates. Had I continued my own formal education, I would probably begin this address by saying that I am truly filled with ineffable joy by this magnanimous gesture that you have extended to me on this propitious occasion. But since my formal education was interrupted at the age of 15, having been drafted into the music business, I will simply say thank you. Thank you all very, very much for inviting me here today. I'm honored to meet the class of 1995. Congratulations, you really did it. All of you. I might have expected this kind of energy here today after the energy we witnessed from this university as the UConn Huskies, both teams, rock this entire nation. If the determination and support for each other that we all saw on and off the court is indicative of the stuff that this class is made of, well then, this is a class with a very promising future. To all of your families here today, parents, grandparents, friends, those who have guided and supported this class through the rigors of higher education, I offer my congratulations and thanks to you as well. How lucky for you all that this class buckled down, stayed far away from Teds and Huskies. Only partied 5 nights a week instead of 6. And studied hard. 6 nights over there, perhaps? 7. Excuse me. This is the most important and auspicious day in your lives, and that you would choose to share it with me is most gratifying. I thank you. So now, as you embark upon what will amount to no less than an incredible journey, I'm very confident that you will discover that the ultimate institution of learning is the experience of life itself. I've given great thought to the myriad of possibilities that I could share with you, and it's not my desire to entertain you with the facts and details of my life, although there are probably a few areas that you would not find terribly boring, including some experiences I had when I performed many, many years ago here at a UConn mixer. But since I'm not sure that the statute of limitations has run out of some of those events, I'll defer. In any event, for this short period of time, I would like to speak to you about things which I've experienced that I believe can be applied to you and your lives. Perhaps the content of my message can be considered in two parts, one being food for success and the other food for the soul. Beginning with success in any chosen field, within all the most successful people I've come to know in all walks of life, there are certain consistent and reoccurring themes, themes you have no doubt heard from the mouths and minds of others before me, and there's a good reason for this. With success, there is invariably a formula, key ingredients, necessary components, which remain constant. Once you know what you want to do in life, what your calling, your natural talent is, you pursue that arena. The successful people that I know and surround myself with consistently approach our work as if we are performing in the championships, the Super Bowl, the World Series, or if you will, the Final Four. When it comes to achieving success, I advise you to do the same, because time is something that I promise will slip away more quickly with each passing year, until you will absolutely look back one day and say, my God, where did it go? And the question is, how hard must one work? And that depends. Will you look back and perceive yourself as one who played the game as though it was just another game? Or will you be able to look back and say, I gave 100%. I gave it my all. I often like to use sports as a metaphor. Let's use, basketball as an example. Perfect for the incredible achievement of the teams of this university, and it happened right here. It happened, by the way, to give me great personal pride to know that never, ever before in the history of college sports have the women's and the men's basketball squads in any school both achieved number one status at the same time, and you did on Valentine's Day. And Valentine's Day brought us a lot of good luck, because I saw a lot of records on Valentine's Day. Still, this accomplishment took a lot of focus. And by taking your God-given talent, by focusing it, by adding total commitment, you do turn that natural gift into something far greater. Coincidentally, my business manager, who is the equivalent of my partner, and I use this term full court press often in business. We say it's always time for a full court press, which basically means that we do not take anything lightly, that we like to play the game as though there is no time to spare within the game, and that every move is critical. You've heard the expression, many experts in a multitude of fields, when speaking about success, often reiterate a certain theme. If the key element to the value of real estate or the best UConn hoop seat is location, 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 then for me, the key element of success is perseverance, perseverance, perseverance. Sometime around the age 16, about 100 years ago, I signed my first deal with CBS Records, and I thought I made it. Then the first record I recorded for them arrived with my name spelled Michael Balatkin, right there on the label, with the wrong version of the wrong song. Then later that year, they sent me a letter informing me that I was now free to pursue a deal with other labels. The equivalent of receiving a letter from your girlfriend letting you know that you're now free to date other people. Later on, during the recording of my first album, the record company went out of business. Fairly disappointing. But soon after, I got another deal. And in the middle of recording that album, that company went out of business. I was beginning to start to take things very personally. And suddenly, I related a lot to Rodney Dangerfield, and he became my new role model. It ain't easy being me. And this music business ain't no bargain either, I tell you. So, okay. But anyway, the world is full of many talented people who do not have the tenacity or the perseverance to succeed. There will be obstacles, hurdles, struggles, call them whatever you will, challenges and tests of many types and sizes. Trust me, you will be tested along this journey. Tested for your endurance, your wisdom, your sincerity, your willpower. And clearly, if I had given up after my first, second, or third disappointment if I had given up after the hurdles the record industry had thrown my way. Well, I certainly would not have been invited here today. And I always get a kick out of being referred to as an overnight success, because I believe the correct figure is over 7,260 nights. And as all you math majors know, that is 19 years, 10 months, and 21 days. So if there ever is going to be living proof that you can make your dreams come true with a lot of hard work, single-minded focus, and perseverance, ladies and gentlemen, I believe it is safe to say that I am it. It's been said a lot of ways, but Walt Disney once said it well and simply: get a good idea and stay with it, dog it and work it until it's done and done right. I sincerely urge you to follow your dreams, whether you call it the voice within, your gut feelings, your intuition. Do follow your heart. This has been vital for me, my own compass, my tools, my map, guide, my hit indicator. It's always been an internal voice for me. Without it, I am truly lost. Know yourself and know what it is you truly want. As far as obstacles go, probably a lot of you didn't know that I had a major obstacle growing up when I was very young, because I was a very, very ugly kid when I was young. You're supposed to ask me, how ugly was I? How ugly was I? I used to work in a pet store, and people would ask me how big I'd get. Are you kidding me? On Halloween, are you kidding me? On Halloween, when I went to answer the door, the kids would give me candy. Policeman found me on the beach alone. I told him I couldn't find my parents, and he said, don't worry, there's only so many places they could hide. But I got past that obstacle. You will face great, great adversity in life, a lot of obstacles. And it's imperative that we look at them and use them as learning experiences. Booker T. Washington once said, I have learned that success is to be measured not so much by the position that one has reached in life as by the obstacles which one has to overcome while trying to succeed. And he knew well. Regardless of how big the obstacle may seem at the moment, remember that things that don't kill you make you stronger. And there's no doubt about that. It will often result in your obtaining more of a sense of conviction within yourself. And it will foster a more complete understanding of the importance of standing up for what you believe in. And by all means, resist those who would deprive you of the freedom of being who you are, or deny you the chance of even beginning that quest to find out. My life's experience to give me the motivation to fight all kinds of fights on various fronts: children's rights, women's rights, rights of African Americans, other minorities, as well as the underprivileged, to have a real chance, a real shot sharing in what I was brought up to believe in was the American dream. For those who are shy or less assertive or less confident, take heart, I was also an introvert, and I kept to myself. I was not even comfortable singing in front of people at first, and I was alienated from communicating with anyone. So the ultimate transformation in me bears witness that a literal metamorphosis can occur. Always work hard to improve yourself in some way. But at the same time, don't be too hard on yourself. We are human beings, and we're going to make some mistakes. We're going to make some decisions that will simply not be the wisest ones we can make. But the important thing is to always try to learn from our mistakes and avoid repeating them. So having said all of this, and having great confidence that you will achieve great success in your lives, the question is, what will you do with the success that you achieve? And so we proceed on to food for the soul. In using your success to do something positive for someone else, I have found to be extremely and uniquely gratifying. For instance, I know I'm not going to be a doctor or a paramedic. I do have the most profound respect for many of these individuals who devote their lives to helping and healing others while exposing themselves to great suffering. But what I have been able to do is to use my own celebrity status to create awareness or raise money for them, to visit with them, to attend and hold benefits, and offer support the way that my career allows me to. And I'm sure that you will find ways that your chosen path will allow you to give something back. If, as Franklin D. Roosevelt said, that the test of our progress is not whether we add more to the abundance of those who have much, it is whether we provide enough for those who have too little, then our progress, the progress that we have made as a society, is a sad testimony. I certainly hope that the disparity that we witness between those who have much and those who have far too little is a concern shown by you, you very fortunate graduates here today. No individual can or will be expected to save the world, but there is so much that needs to be done. Will we see the brutal cycle of poverty finally broken in our lifetime? Will hope be restored to those who have little chance for a safe and decent existence? We can take beginning steps. We can support one another, our men, our women, our ethnic minorities. We can reach into our homes, neighborhoods and communities, our workplaces, and pull those who are hurt and in need out one by one. And can you imagine what a great feeling it would be if, leaving here today, everyone pledged to do just a little bit to give someone else a better life? In closing, I would just like to say, go for what you want, and when you get it, give something back to people less fortunate. Remember to tell the people you love that you love them. Resist with all your power and all your heart the corruption of hatred and bigotry. Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. Thank you very much, and good luck to you all. Thank you.